The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Much about the circumstances surrounding my own birth in 1972. My father, who was in the U.S. Air Force at the time, was stationed in Thailand. I've been told that when my mother felt the very early symptoms of labor, she baked a pie for my brothers and sisters, then she asked a neighbor to drive her to the hospital. In the early morning hours of November 3rd, 2009, I felt the first tremors of labor. They woke me up from sleep. What a courteous baby, I thought. She has decided to be born within a day of her calculated due date. Still hours from any actual pain, I felt myself overcome with giddy excitement. I got out of bed, made a peanut butter and honey sandwich, and sent out a number of emails announcing the news. Years later, and pregnant with twins, I woke one morning to surprise and confusion. The babies were not due to arrive for another 2 months, and yet my water had broken. I was sure of it. I roused my husband, who, in his sleepy state, was certain I had to be mistaken. All the books we'd read, all the classes we'd taken, had told us things ought to happen differently. 9 months of pregnancy, then slow early labor, then active labor, then birth at the appointed time. But I knew what I knew, and the babies did too. I felt then, and often still feel, frightened and helpless in the face of surprises, unknowns, variations from expected norms. Sometimes these things bring loss. Other times, they teach us that the best we can do in this life is learn to adapt. In today's poem, Lisle, Illinois, November 1972, by Robin Silverglide, the speaker gives us a glimpse of the afternoon of her own premature birth. Everything seems ordinary and under control. Everything has been accounted for and plotted out. There is just enough time to finish preparing for the baby's arrival. Come to think of it, maybe our timelines and well-laid plans are simply ways to convince ourselves that life obeys us, not the other way around. Today's poem stands that self-deception on its head. Lisle, Illinois, November 1972, by Robin Silverglide. My father eats cold chop suey, props the carton on the slow curve of his stomach. It matches my mother's. She, folding clothes in the nursery, thinks another 6 weeks to paint, to pick out names. She calls me Robin, harbinger of spring. Just past Thanksgiving, she knows what she has to be thankful for. The neighbor upstairs, the baby on the way. 1,000 miles from home, she feels like a pioneer woman on an abandoned homestead. She tells herself she's being ridiculous. My father watching TV in the next room. He has a law degree, works for the government. Each day, she drives him to work so she can use their one brown car, buy groceries, pink dresses. Each day, she walks the dog around the parking lot, gets the mail. Sometimes there's a letter from New Jersey, California. Sometimes there's a magazine, Women's Day or Ladies' Home Journal. This is our home now, she tells the dog, the child, as her waters break on the sidewalk. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.